to another episode of Scars Left Behind podcast, episode 31. In today's episode, I had the pleasure of sitting down virtually with a good friend of mine by the name of Addy, and we discuss how lockdown has been with him and his future endeavours. Also, if you would like to check him out, he's on Instagram at AddyBiotics. He also has a YouTube channel called AddyBiotics, where he does food reviews, he interviews some people, and so on. So go and check him out, and if you like his content, then do go over and subscribe. If not, that's totally fine. But yeah, I hope you enjoy this episode, and I will see you in the next one.
Welcome to another podcast episode on the Scars Left Behind podcast. This will be episode 31, and this will be going up on the Friday. But without further ado, I've got a special guest on my podcast. I've known him for quite a while now. He's like a brother from another mother, so to speak. He's a really nice guy. His name is Addy. He also has a YouTube channel called AddyBiotics. AddyBiotics podcast, I think. This isn't going to be as semi-structured as normal. It's just going to be a casual conversation. So do stick around. Also, do please check him out on YouTube. He does everything from food reviews to, like, 2 to 4 minute affirmation type stuff to keep you motivated. But let's get right into it. So, as we know, we have just come out of lockdown. Oh. But how has it been for you?
Well, first of all, thank you very much, Billy, for letting me come on here. It's nice to see you again, brother. It's I'd have to give you a fist bump through the screen because we have to just do that. I'd like to say, from my point of view, just say wish you good luck and everything. It's been really nice speaking to you after and keeping in touch with you as well. So, as you mentioned, with the lockdown now thankfully being lifted, it's I feel like it's been enormous weight has been lifted off everybody's shoulders, mine included, because it was really difficult is because not being able to, as a YouTuber, it was really difficult not being able to go out and do food review channels because you weren't allowed to sit in and interview with people. That it was always like, oh no, you have to take something and go. It's just takeaway only. Totally understandable. They got the guidelines to follow. And what was really sad was no gyms were open. That was the worst part. Yeah. But thankfully things have happened.
I can understand from people's perspectives of, you know, that may be their only outlet. You know, their only time really they could spend with themselves, you know, have a workout, you know, sweat everything out, type of thing. Yeah. But, and I feel for them. But I can also understand why they had to be closed, like with everything else. Although, you know, there were a bit of a, shall we say, some were good to be closed down, some were, but the walls were already clear. But, I mean, I know for myself, I haven't been to the gym for probably closer to 9 years now. And I've got to a point where, you know, I can use home, workouts at home, that sort of stuff. But for people who like to separate work and working out, they like to have that outlet. And I think there is, whilst there's going to be obviously people going to the gym, obviously, you know, one at a time, empty, I'm hoping that things progress in a slow, methodical way, where we all don't rush out thinking, oh, everything's back to normal. We still need to make sure that we are doing everything right. And also, I think, and I can't remember what country it is, but apparently they're trialing a 4-day work period. And I think that could be something that could affect not just the gyms, but every industry. Because you've got to think about the virus. Like, everyone's sweating in the gym. Like, how much will they have to clean the gym before the next person? So I just hope that with the lockdown easing, everyone's wanting to get healthy again, or try to do it in a slow, methodical way. Because what I don't want is for everyone who's doing the proper things to do what they want to do, and then for some unknown arsehole, like, go absolutely mad and ruin it for everyone else. And then we're back into another lockdown. So I think we need to be careful, because, you know, listen, I get it. It's freedom. You feel as if you've been locked in a sense, in a cage for months. Yeah. And I get it, but I just want everyone to, well, listen, just take it easy, okay? Go, keep up with the guidelines, keep taking precautions, but please don't rush into this thinking, oh, this is it now, because no. Because we've seen, as soon as something goes up or another surge of the virus, we will immediately be locked back down again.
Yeah, so, that is true.
So I just wanted to make everyone aware, because I can't wait to go out, you know, do what we used to do, like meet up for a coffee.
Right? Yeah.
Have a chat over coffee. Right, this is one of your sayings. Yeah.
Well, that's actually the name of the show, one of the show segments I have,
But yeah, it'd be nice to do that all that again. But it's about knowing the right time to do it. And also, obviously, you know, I went on a walk with Aidan last night, because he's not feeling too good. He's struggling. But even being out and about just walking is good enough.
Of course,
because I think, and this is just my opinion, you don't have to agree with it or not, but we've been so conditioned to think, oh, we have to go to a gym, we have to go to an indoor arena, work out, right? And we've been so conditioned socially that, oh, yeah, this is the only time we can work out is if we go to a gym. No, there's outdoor. And I think we've got to find a balance of, yes, if you want to go to an indoor gym, that's fine, but maybe not right now. Try and utilise the outdoor, because the less footprint for any viruses to attach is more susceptible, is more of a danger to everyone in the gym, because your body fluid is going all over the place, you're sweating.
Now that you mentioned it, because every gym you see now, it's like, the gym I go to is basically, when you're there, it's like, okay, as soon as you've cleaned up, just immediately give the thing a wipe down. I mean, that was even quite common in gyms even before the lockdown, even before COVID kicked in. It was like, take a towel with you. So one gym I did remember training in was, they said there was a big sign written there saying, no towel, no training. And it was a good rule to follow, because you have to basically, you know, personal hygiene is, you know, is key, isn't it? It's a big key factor. You got to look after yourself, but you also got to watch out somebody else as well, who's going to be following you straight away.
Yeah, it's like, you know, whilst I did used to go to the gym, and, you know, for a lot of the time it was used as a distraction purpose, you know, to get me out of the house. You know, I wasn't really there for fitness sake. It was just mainly to keep my mind busy, keep myself active in the brain. But as I've found other ways of coping or doing exercises, for myself, I've been a lot better, because and it's going to be the same for probably everyone else as well. You don't have to cater in the flipping 20 to 30 minute journey to the gym. Yeah. You don't have to account for the journey back if you're having to go on transport. Not a lot of people will want that headache. Now, if you've got a car, then obviously, you know, that's different, right? But in these times now, everything is going to have to be reevaluated. Going to the gyms will be different. You're probably going to have, like, I don't know, screen tests to make sure you haven't got anything before you can work out. So, I mean, I don't know, but, you know, this is the thing. We've all had time to think about things that we probably didn't want to have to think about. Factor in, like, do I still have a job, or will I still have a job by the end of this month? You've got people losing their jobs, unfortunately. You know, it's this whole year, I say 2 years, because it started back in 2020. But it's been a headache. I mean, for me, I'll shut up in a minute and I'll let you speak.
It's your show.
But I've even been considering not going back into the workforce as far as going back into offices, you know, doing cleaning work or whatever. I've been considering working for myself. Yeah. Because as someone who is on the extreme side in regards to me being extremely vulnerable, I have to factor that in. And, you know, I feel that working for myself, dictating my work schedule the way I want, would be more beneficial to me. And I suppose that can be for anyone. And I mean, I know Aidan is, you know, he's recently got a new job, which I'm sure he told you about. He's not really excited about it. He mainly applied for it so that he can keep him busy. So for long hours. And, you know, on the one hand, and obviously he's going through something, and I said to him, well, you're one of the lucky ones. So you've got to be thankful that you haven't lost your job. So it's all about taking gratitude where you can. And I know that everything on the news is all doom and gloom. You know, you've got Boris Johnson being a dick. You've got Biden trying to do what he can. Stay clear of the news, if possible. And, I mean, they're not a lot I can really say to you, because it's all right for me, because I can stay inside. I don't really interact with people. I'm like a hermit. You know, I don't leave my hand in my room. You know, so for me, it's all right. But for other people, it's not like that. And the people I have in my group, mental health group, is that the one thing they are struggling with is getting is either getting seen by the doctor or getting help with their mental health issues, either on the phone or in person.
Yeah.
And obviously, I do understand, I fully understand, and I totally 1,000% appreciate all the hard work that NHS has done. All the frontline workers, everyone. I can't thank them enough. And they should be getting more pay than they are. But unfortunately, since this pandemic has happened, it's highlighted that the NHS is clearly not working and hasn't been working for 10 plus years. They're massively underfunded. The mental health services are clearly not up to scratch because they're failing. Because for every mental health service that pops up, and to let everyone know, I've got a interview coming up with a charity called Andy's Van Club, where they have groups pop up for men who need support. Yeah. And they're doing a fantastic job. Anyone who does it, I salute you. But it's now getting to the point where it's people like me or people like yourself who motivate people through what you do. Right, another mental health charity is or non-profit. Right, it should not really be down to us to not take over, but to subside the increase in people suffering with mental health. It should not be down to someone like me, who I say this all the time, because, you know, you do get some people who, if you say this and you can't help them, then they're going to turn around and say, well, you said this. I always say, I am not a professional. I use tools in my everyday recovery that helps me, and it doesn't always work, but that's the thing, you have to keep at it. I'm not a professional, I'm not a therapist, I can't diagnose you. If you're struggling, then please call Samaritans 116 123. That's all I can do. I can only offer you my advice from personal experience, or put you in directly in contact with a service that can, who can direct you to through the professional's setting. And I've had a couple of instances in my group where I've had to basically kick them out because they didn't abide by the rules. One of them was constantly posting sexually explicit stuff. With, I'm like, what's going on? Like, I said no, so I kicked them out. Another case was domestic abuse towards another person. I blocked them because even though I've been through domestic abuse, well, my mum has, but I've been as well. Even I, with my experience, I am not in a position to help those individuals on a professional level. Right, so, and I say this not only to keep me safe, but it's also to keep you safe, because I don't want to ever get into a situation where I could get sued.
Yeah, that's understandable.
And, you know, it's like, as if there isn't enough to worry about, we've also got another person who, you know, I don't really want to, you know, say names, right, or put them out there, but they're already out there because they're a public figure. But there's a guy called Silly, who is in recovery, alcohol addictions, but he has people to basically support him financially. And then all the doors, when they, and it's like £5 or something, he takes the money and puts them in the group, and then he does nothing. Right. And it's people like that that annoy the hell out of me, because I'm not, because listen, if he's in recovery, right, from, right, amazing, keep doing what you're doing. But don't, please don't take people's money if you're not seriously gonna be there and help them. Regardless of you not being a professional, you have some responsibility. You can't take people's money, put them in a group, and then the only thing you give them is the number to some mountains.
Right, yeah.
Because that is perpetuating a cycle that, oh, he's all in it for the money, he doesn't really care. And these people will gladly pay him £5 a month. And his fee to join his group is £8.49 per month.
Wow.
And I'm thinking, right, so they're paying £8.49 a month for his group, to his group. £5 a month just to support him. And I'm thinking, one, where is all this money going to? Again, I'm not in it, again, you know. I'm not attacking him or anything, but I'm just wondering. And where are they getting help? And if people like that that are confusing things, and he's also an anti-masker as well, which helps. But these are all the things that go through my mind, because I see things and I'm like, you've got a public platform, you're a public figure, you've got near enough 200,000 followers on your Facebook page, and all you're doing, is spewing bullshit, asking people to support you financially, and you're not doing anything. All you're giving people is saying, oh, I can't help you there, mate, you have to bring some mountains. How is that helpful?
Well, that's not really helpful in any shape or way. I mean, if you're going to say you're going to do something, then you might as well, you know, back up your words and everything like that, isn't it?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. It's not
bad enough that people are already depressed in today's day and age, not just because of COVID, but obviously, you know, people have been put off work. But, you know, they can't provide for families, they can't provide for their kids. The kids end up homeschooling now anyway. It's, you know, what can you do? You have to get out and, you know, interact with the fellow human beings. But if there's some guy saying that, you know, I can do this and the other for you, and they're not going to do that, then what can you do?
Exactly. I mean, I remember on one live stream, because it does quite a few, there was this guy, he was obviously calling out for help. He was struggling. He took some pills. I can't remember what, but he was clearly calling out for help, and he was asking Sydney, I need help. And Sydney turned around and replied and said, I can't help you there, mate. Then the next sentence, he says, if you become a supporter, I will put you in my group. So there was this guy who was calling for help. He said, I can't help you there, mate. But if you become a supporter, meaning support you financially, he'll put you in the group. And I was sitting there thinking, and you're supposed to be someone who's gone through 12 steps and Alcoholics Anonymous and all that, right? You should have a lot more sympathy. And I don't get a good feeling from right? If I'm what do you do? I can't say to every person who follows him, oh, don't listen to him, because I can't. I'm not going to do that. If it's helping them, I can't. The thing is, if it's helping them, great. If it helps them, great. But it just boggles my mind. But enough of that, because, you know, I could talk about that for ages. But when did you first create your YouTube channel?
Yeah.
And what was the first?
So when I first.
When did you first create your, channel?
Yeah, I think it was almost 2 years ago when Tal, the guy who works with me on there, we created our YouTube channel because we were just always inspired about. We started off, we watched a lot of other people who were like doing a lot of food reviews, and they were food bloggers and everything. And it was something that we enjoyed doing because we enjoyed going out in public, going to this place, that place, and meeting people and everything. And it was interesting about it. We just said, you know what, we had it in plan for years. Oh, we're going to be YouTubers this year. And then the year finished, oh, we'll be YouTubers this year, or it finished. And then eventually it actually happened, thankfully. So eventually happened. And then, and then we just decided the first show we did was a Turkish restaurant. And unfortunately, that restaurant's closed down now. But actually, it's been renamed. But the food there was absolutely amazing. And some things you try for the first time, it was like, oh, this is really good. And then we decided to just carry on and on and on with it. And then over the time, we decided to, from watching podcasts, maybe we should start interviewing people as well on various fields of expertise. Like, first, that's when we came up with Chat Over Coffee, because it's good to just get out and say to somebody, hey, do you want to grab a cup of coffee? Let's just sit down and talk. Yeah, that's fine, let's do that. Or even if you talk at the same time with the coffee in your hand, that's a bonus. And so that's when we created the Chat Over Coffee segment. And then the first person we interviewed was a professional British bodybuilder. And he was a very nice guy to chat to and everything. It was actually one of the best episodes ever. And unfortunately, now with lockdown happened and everything, we want to, like, hopefully, unfortunately, it had to be stopped for a while. And then when it reopened again, we had a few episodes done, and then it got locked down again. And then now lockdown has been lifted. We're looking to get back out there and get more episodes made and everything.
Yeah, it's I remember. Yeah, it's like, you know, I remember when Aidan told me about you, and he told me about your YouTube channel. And one of the things that I like about, like, your YouTube channel and yourself is you're very easy to talk to. You don't, like, you allow people, even me, being, even though this is my podcast, right, and you're still allowing me to talk when it should be the other way around, but, you know, because you're a nice guy, but, you know, I just like the flow. And you also introduced me to, you know, new recipes, you know, new foods that I wasn't aware of. No, so I like your channel, and, you know, it should really have more subscribers, but you know, it'll get there. But I especially I also liked the interview you did with Aidan, which seems like a century ago. Not the recent one. The very first one
with Aidan.
Yeah.
It was a restaurant he recommended, and he said to me, there's this place we can go and sit down and talk. And yeah, all right, fine, we can go there. I rang them up and said, look, we just want to borrow one side of the place to film something, are you happy with it? And he goes, yeah, fine, come on in. And I gave him a shout out through the videos as a way of saying thanks for letting us do that. And they were really kind people in there, and we wish them all the best. And now that lockdown's lifted, we hope business becomes successful for them.
Yeah, it's like, you know, the only way is up from here, so, you know. But, I mean, aside from your YouTube, and we'll get to what you're currently working on. Obviously, you're not going to, obviously, you can't say too much. But, you know, but prior to that, how has your mental health been?
It's been a lot better lately, I'll be honest with you. I'm a guy who suffered from depression for like quite a few years. I think over the course of maybe 3 years, I was very depressed, and it was just a sad part of my life, because I was like, I just kept thinking if I was going to set foot outside my front door, it was like something bad's going to happen. Somebody would even say something to me and I'll just go back inside and that's it. I'm not going back out there in the world ever again. I suffered a lot of loss. I lost in 2007. I lost a really good friend of mine. He died all of a sudden. I 3 months later than that, my father passed away. And so it was sad. You know, it was kind of hard when you're dealing with one loss, and then all of a sudden another one happens out of the blue.
Yeah.
And I think those are the ones that really, those are the ones that are really difficult to get hold over because of the fact that you haven't prepared for it. You know, and because it happens unexpectedly. But as saying, unfortunately, we all got to go eventually one day, and that is true. And then after that, I lost university placement, I lost my money, I lost the will to live, and I had nowhere to go but going down in life. Bill and Billy, I'll be honest with you, there was nowhere to go but just down. I was depressed. I would binge watch TV shows. Even if I'd seen a movie a million times, I'd watch it over and over and over again. And it's like, what am I doing? And then I decided to sit down and finally talk to somebody. I got angry at the wrong type of people. I drove people out of my life. And I started to heal again from actually talking to somebody. And it felt good. I did feel like the enormous weight was lifted off the shoulders, and I could see, people could see the change on me. It was like, okay, you do look a lot better, thankfully. You don't look so much of the, quote, you know, nuts anymore. I was like, I wasn't nuts. I'm just, you know, you go through this phase. I appreciate their honesty. I appreciate that, you know, that, you know, they came forward and told me that, but lately it's been a lot better because it's, you know, I focus a lot more on meditation. Meditation's been absolutely amazing. Best way of doing it is when, if you've ever seen the episodes I've made on the channel where I go to this certain lake, and you just sit there for like 10 minutes, hear the sounds of nature, close your eyes, breathe through your nose, slowly out your mouth, and it's like nothing's bothering you. When you open your eyes, you feel like a complete color change has happened everywhere. Because you feel like, well, okay, what's just happened to me? Where am I? How did I get here? The impact on your thoughts and everything. And then you go for a nice little 2 hour of walking, and that's before breakfast. Yeah, before breakfast, even before coffee, put it that way.
Yeah.
When you get with the coffee even more nice, you can be like, okay, I'm going to enjoy this now. No more. No one say anything to me. And then it's like, see Daisy, sorry. All right, I don't know what happened there. And then like, it's just amazing to like, you don't understand the impact that meditation can have on your health, because if you were just, oh, you're just sitting there going like that, and it's like a little goes a long way. A little bit of that effort in meditation will go a long way, you know, for a very long time for you. So if you could do it for like 20 minutes a day or even 30 minutes a day, and then there you go, you're sorted for the rest of it. People who complain all the time saying, I don't have, it's like even with going to the gym and lifting weights, or even, you know, hitting a heavy bag, people think, oh, I'm not competing for Mr. Universe, I'm not competing for a heavyweight title shot. I say, you don't have to do that. It's just go there and enjoy yourself. The gym's about having fun. You go there and enjoy it. It's like a good mental break, and it's like you can find a therapy in lifting weights, so as we call it, iron therapy. But it's just a good quote, iron therapy. Yeah. And Yeah, and it's brought a smile to this guy's face as well.
Yeah. But on the meditation,
yeah,
that's something that I have gotten heavily more into over the past year. Like as you were saying before, like when you say to people, I do meditation, they're thinking, oh, so, like that. No, the meditation I do is Usui Reiki, is energy healing, and it's to do with all your chakras. Yeah. And I've been doing that, and I have to say, when I first did it, I was like sleepy, I was tired. But then after 10, 15 minutes, I was wide awake. It's just it's just something about being still, being able to switch off and almost go into a dream state. Just close your eyes, alongside with like breathing, like, and then, you know, just being able to relax and just doing that initially for like 5 minutes a day, because that's how I did it. I started off for 5 minutes and then like twice a day or once a day or however often you want. And I know that meditation can have this kind of, I don't want to say stigma, but there's sort of this thing that meditation doesn't really work. And to some degree, yes, it doesn't work for everyone.
Yeah.
But when it's used properly, it can be used to basically take yourself out of that environment, let's say a stressful situation, step aside for 5 minutes, right? There's apps. You can download an app, listen to some music. Right, it's all about giving time to yourself when you're not giving it to you. You know, because I'm always on the go, you know, because I'm constantly keeping myself distracted. But even I forget, well, what about you?
Yeah.
What are you doing? Well, you're not looking after yourself properly. So I tap into that, I tap into my self-care. Because if I don't take care of myself, then I'm not going to be any good to anyone. I'm not going to be able to do my job to its fullest, etc. So it's all about knowing what's important to you. And putting in place, like boundaries, is one that I really... Boundaries for me was the first one, because I realised that I would do anything for the people. I'd be there for them, but I wouldn't do the same for myself. So I put in boundaries, say, like, sorry, I can't do that anymore, or I'm not up to it. So I started with that. Then I started with meditation, and I haven't been doing it for the past few weeks because I've just not been in the right mindset. But when I immediately get back to it, I can feel a huge difference. I can feel that there's been a weight lifted, almost. I'm not as stressful.
Yeah.
You know, I can, it sounds as if I can breathe a lot better. I'm not bogged down, so to speak. And you don't necessarily have to go to a specific lake, because you can download like ocean music to get that same effect.
Oh, that's the best.
But you know, even going out in the morning, first thing in the morning, take your dog for a walk, let your dog off the lead while he or she's running around. You use that time to, you know, you catch up on podcasts, meditation, you know, yoga, which is one of Aidan's favourites.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
Yeah, or, you know, going for a jog. Anything that could that will be able to clear your mind in, like, a short time so that you can just basically escape that reality for yourself for a moment will help. And if you don't like meditation, that's fine. I suggest watch some YouTube videos on how meditation. Check out the benefits of meditation. Now, I know, it can, well, depending on which type of meditation you do, it can reduce stress. It can do other stuff as well. But anyway, if you're interested, just go on YouTube, type in meditation, and, you know, they'll be there. But, so, obviously, you're in a better place now with your mental health. Obviously, as we all know, it is something that we have to keep a check on.
You have to. Mental health is just as important, if not even more important than physical health.
I agree with that. But moving on from that, you don't have to go into too much detail because I know that you are working on it behind the scenes.
Yeah.
But what's coming up in the future for antibiotics?
Well, I'm hoping, so I'm not going to get, like you said, I'm not going to give too much away. So hopefully there'll be some more food reviews, some more chat over coffee episodes. Hopefully meeting more people as well. Hopefully the same thing, even on bio podcast meeting and bringing on some guests as well, and then see how we go from there. It's that simple. So that's just so far I'm going to give. Too much information.
No.
But yeah, so... So just keep your eyes open. If people haven't subscribed, please subscribe. We'd appreciate that.
Yeah.
And we wish you all the best as well, Billy, for your channel and your podcast.
Thank you, Bob. Do please check him out on YouTube, Adibiotics.
Put a link in the description, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You can also find him on Instagram as well. With the same name.
Yeah.
As you said, they are all both things to come, but as we've said, you're not going to give anything away because, you know, what's the point when, you know, you want to keep that as a surprise. I hope everyone is enjoying the nice weather. Social distancing. Because that didn't go very well for someone last night because they got arrested. But anyway, keep doing what you're doing. Stay safe. If at any point you or a loved one is walking home at night alone, please keep yourself safe. Don't walk in dark alleyways, you know, In light of what happened, her name escapes me now. But the woman who sadly lost her life walking home, please keep yourself safe at all times. Don't walk in any dark areas. If you see it, especially to all the men, if you see a woman alone walking, please, you know, cross over to the other side. You know, to make sure that, you know, she's not feeling in anything, being in any danger. So, huge thanks to Addy for being my second guest to this point. Please check him out. Check him out on Instagram. And, you know, you don't have to comment anything special. Just say, you know, well, check him out first. Right, check him out. Right. If you like what you see, right, then hit the subscribe button. If you don't, that's fine. Right, just go and do your business, you know. But yeah, that'll be it, and I will see you in the next one. Bye, guys.
Very sure. Right, thank you, everyone.